Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Yuma Samach Talat. We begin at the two dots, five lines from the top of the Amud. Im Shal Hashem Meis Zesh Olalav V'chulu. We have a pair of goats, Sar Lashem and La'azazel. One of them was Meis. Mishnah tells us, you go ahead and you bring a new pair, a brand new pack. Why do you need a new pair? Because the only way to commit one to Lashem and La'azazel is by way of a gairo. So you need to bring a new pair, make a new gairo, designate Lashem or La'azazel. Now suppose the La'azazel was the one that was Meis. So you bring a new pack. The new La'azazel will replace the old one. But now you're left with an extra animal. You have two potential Sar Lashem. You have the original one and the new one, the replacement. Which one do you use? We have a machlekes. Amarav, Sheni, Shebezug Rishon Yikariv. Use the second one of the first pair. The lone survivor of that original pack is the one that's going to be used. So you take that one, that Sar Lashem, and you makriv it, and the extra one, the second Sar Lashem, is the one that deemed to be extra. You're not makriv it, you let it pasture, let it roam until it gets a mum, and you direct the value towards the Nidava, as the Mishnah explained. So according to Rav, you're going to use the original Karban Lashem. Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. However, the second one of the Zug Sheni, of the new pair, that's the one deemed unnecessary, and that's the one which will be Yire. You let it roam until it gets a mum, etc. So that's Shitas Rav. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yire. He holds, you don't use the original one. The second of the original pack, the survivor of the original pair, that's the one that's considered Yire. Let it roam until it gets a mum. You sell it off, let it double. Sheni Shebezug, Sheni Yikra. It's the second one of the new pack that you use as the Sar Lashem. So once again, you have a Sar Lazazel, which was Meis. You bring a new pair of goats. You apply Hagrola. This one's Lashem, this one's Lazazel. We have now a new Lazazel to replace the old one. We have an extra Lashem. Which one do we use? Rav says, use the original one. And the newcomer should be let to pasture and be sold off. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you meant to use the newcomer. And the original one is considered to be superfluous and is sent out to get at mum. Of course, the same applies if you have an extra lazazel. Just give you an example. Says, well, what's this based on? What's this for? But Michael Miflugi. Rav Savar Bali Chaim Eino Nidachin. Rav says, if you have an animal which at some point becomes unfit for hakrava, that condition does not become permanent. As soon as it becomes ro'i again, you can bounce back. You can get reinstated. And therefore, says Rav, the first Sar Lashem who lost his partner when that Sar Lazazel died, true, for the time being you could not use that Sar Lashem because he had no partner, but now you come back and you bring a new pair, and you bring a new La'azazel to replace the old one, you've teamed him up with another partner, and now he can use him. Ba'alei Chaim, living animals, ain't on the dochen, don't get pushed away permanently. Let's go over to Rashi, five lines from the top. Ain't on the dochen, says Rashi, im ir olahem shas psul. If some psul occurs with an animal, adayin yecholin li'tak, and they can still get reinstated, kishiz davig lo'yachar, and he gets another partner. You don't say, well, once it's been pushed away, too bad, it takes on a permanent state. No. Yeah, that's only applied if it's a shachat. Let's say the Sar Lazazel would have been meis when the Sar Lashem was already nishchat, so it's not a bal chai that you have there. It's just a dam in a container. Well, then you say, once it becomes nitche, it loses its hakrova eligibility. But when we speak about a Baal Chai is a living being. He has the ability to bounce right back from adversity, even though for the time being he was not roi for Akrova because he had no partner to team up with. But once you've replaced his partner, he comes right back into it. He's back in service. Continues the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yochanan Savar, a Balei Chai Midochen. He holds that even a Bal Chai can get pushed away, which means the original Karban Lashem, when he lost his partner, he became puzzled because he had no La'azazel to team up with. Once he got that psul takes on a permanent nature. And it's like you have one chance, one shot at getting Nikrav Adam Mizbeach. Once he lost that chance, the animal is called a Dachi. And even a Bal Chai, says Rabbi Yochanan, can become Nidach, in which case the original Hashem is no longer useful. Rather, says Rabbi Yochanan, this new pack, this new pair, Lashem Lazazel, will be used. And the original one will go to the Re'iyah. So again, you have a Ser Lazazel, which was mace. You need to bring a replacement. And therefore, you bring a new pair of goats, make a Hagrola. Now you have Lazazel to replace the old one. You have an extra Lashem. Which one do you use? Rav says, use the original one. Balei Chaim Eino Nidachin. Original one is still kosher. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to use the new one. Because the original one lost. It's a krava. Eligibility. It says, well, my time with the Rav. Okay, we understand. It's based on this Shaila, whether it's Nidach or not. What's that based on? My time with the Rav, that a Bal Chai can never become pushed away permanently. The Yolof Mechusar Zman, he learns it from the Halacha of an underage animal. Until 8 days old, you cannot be marked of the animal. Still, what do we learn? Mechusar Zman, over there, Lav Afagav Da Hashto, Lichaz, even though currently he's not Roif Akrava when he's only 5 days old, Ki Hader Mechsi Shaper Dami, but as soon as he hits 8 days old, he becomes Roif. We don't say, well, since he was unfit for Akrava when he was underage, that Dichui takes effect and affects him permanently. No, he bounces right back. As soon as he hits 8 days old, he becomes Roy. Ki Hader Mechsi, as soon as he becomes Roy, Shaper Dami, he's Roy Fakrava. Helchanami here as well. Loishna, no difference. So although the Sir Lashem lost his suitability Fakrava temporarily, you don't say that affects him permanently. As soon as he gets a companion, he becomes Roy Lakrava again. Me dummy, says the Gemara, you couldn't appear. Hasam le yischazi klal, by the Mechusar's man, he was never Roy Lakrava. Say the Rishayim, it says, though, he was never Magdashit. Because until he's 8 days old, he's not even an eligible candidate for Akrava. So sure, as soon as he becomes Roy, that's his first shot at it. That's his first opportunity to become Roy, to become a carbon. Hacha, as opposed to our case, Nira, he was Roy at some point, Ve'nitcha, and then got pushed away, perhaps. That Dichoy affects him permanently. He lost his opportunity. He lost his chance. He can't bring a right from Mechusar Zman, who never had a chance for Akrova. Elohai new time at the Rava. Rather, this is the mocker of Rav, that a Bal Chai does not become Nitcha. The Yolof mi Bal Mum Oiver. He will derive from a temporary Mum. An animal which gets a temporary Mum. What happens then? He's not Roy, but as soon as he loses that mum, as soon as that mum passes, he becomes Roy again. Ba'al mum over. Laf al fagat loy chazi hasht. Even though currently he's not chazi, he's not Roy when he has a mum. However, ki hadar mechsi shaper dami. As soon as that mum passes and he becomes Roy again, that's okay. Hachanami here as well. Loy shna, there's no difference. We learn from there that a Ba'al Chai is resilient. He can bounce right back from adversity, even though, temporarily speaking, he was not Roy. As soon as that impediment goes away, he becomes Roy. Again, we learn from there, Balei Chaim Eino Nidach, and therefore Rav says, go ahead and use the first Sa'ir Lashem. V'hasam Enolam, well, how do you know that to be true by Baal Mum? Tichsiv, ki moshchasam bahem mum bam. And we learn from there, mum bam. Dafka, when the mum is present in the animal, then it cannot be used. However, mumman yiratzu. As soon as the mum passes, the animal is roi lakrava. And therefore, we apply it to all other types of psulim. We say it only affects the animal for the time being, but not for the long term. Now, Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Right? He held it. Once the Bal Chai loses his akrava status, he cannot regain it. So, what does he do with this pasuk of Bal Mum? Rabbi Yochanan, mi yitrachmana? Bahem. Exactly the opposite, says Rabbi Yechanan. I have a miut. In that very parasha of Balmum, it says, Kimashchosim Bahem, which tells us, yeah, this is unique to Balmum. Heim, hu dechi avar mum al yiratzu. Only by a Balmum do we say, once the mum passes, it becomes roi again. But we make a deal. We infer from there, hakol dechuyin. But when it comes to other scenarios of being unfit, hoyo v'nitchu yitchu, as soon as the animal becomes unfit, nitchu, they get pushed away. And therefore Rav Yechanan says by us, on Yom Kippur, don't use the original one which became unfit at a certain point. He lost his opportunity for akrova, you can no longer use him. V'rav, what does Rav do with this diyak of Bahem? Ha'hu Bahem is coming to tell you, be'einai yehud lo mirtzu. You cannot be makir with Balmum on its own. Ha'al le'taroivois mirtzu. But suppose the mum is mixed with others. Suppose you have a varim of a behemah ba'almum mixed in with non-ba'almum evarim. You can bring him on the mizbech min ha'tor. Perhaps it's based on what we learned yesterday, that the psul of ba'almum is, because it's ma'is, it's incomplete, it's a blemish, it doesn't look, it's not covered to bring it to the mizbech. That's only if it's a hakrova directed specifically at this ba'almum. But if he's mixed in with others, it's one masa, krav on the other ones, together with the balmum, that's okay. And we learn this from a pasuk. This pasuk. Kimashchosam bahem, mumbam. Only if it's be'inayu bahem, but if it's mixed in with others, then it's okay. Kedisnan, as we learned in the Mishnah. Eivarim tmimim. Suppose you have limbs of a carbon, which was a tum, a non-blemished animal, be'ivarim balimum, together with eivarim of a balmum. They have a mixture. Many heads of behemoths, of karbonis. One you know hails from a balmum, the other ones from tamim. Rabbi Lezo Eimer, im karev harosh shelechad mehem. If, suppose one of the heads was already karev, it's after the fact. Now, you're no longer dealing with a issa d'araisa, because the whole taroivis was only mut asamid rabbanon. As we said, the minatayri, you can be makir the balmum once he's mixed in. It's only the rabbani, not meant to, but says Rabbi Lezer, once the roish of echad mehem, once one of the heads was already brought in the mizbeach, so we're dealing with a safek the rabbanon. The whole issa of makir tarevis is the rabbanon. And since one of the roshim was already brought in the mizbeach, it can be soymich lekula. You can assume that perhaps that was the balmum, which was already taken out, and now the rest is fine. Which allows you to bring the rest of the Russian on Mizbeach. Likewise, Krov Shelechad Mehem, you have a bunch of legs mixed together. And you know one is the Balmum and the rest are the Tmimim. And one of the legs was already brought on Mizbeach, one leg or one set of legs. Yakrivu Kolorai Kraim Kulon, this allows you to be Mak of the rest of the Kraim, assuming that the one that was already brought, was taken out of the pack, was the Balmum, in which case, even Midrabbanon, there's nothing to hold you back from being Makrif. No, they held we're not meant to rely on this type of suffix. Although, you're right, it's a Taroivis, not Taroivis, it's Mutter, Midrabbanon, not meant to. And even in this case, Afilu Korva Kulan, Chutz Me'echad Men, even if all the heads were already brought in the Mizbech, except for just one, you can't assume anything. Yetzil Beis HaStrefi, you go out and you burn it, in the base of Shrefi, you don't take it to the Mizbeach. In any case, we see that all Shittas agree, min ha-Torah, a Balmum is only Asur be'ayin, be'ein, intact, but if it's mixed in with others, there's no Isur, and that's learned from the Pasuk, Shemashchosam, Bahem has to be seen, intact, visible. V'idach, has Rabbi Yochanan, know this halach, he already used this Pasuk. It's unavailable for this drasha, Navkalei mi'bam Bahem. Pasuk could have said, Kimash Chasam Bam. Why? Bahem? To tell you this additional halacha that if it's Ayde Taravis, it's Mutter. V'idach and Rav, Bam, Bahem, Lidarish. He doesn't apply the Bahem for a drasha. So, the way Tosfos sums it up, according to Rabbi Yechon, we now have three drashas from this Pasuk. Firstly, that a mum is only a problem while it's in their animal, while it's present. But once the mum passes, it's okay. We also learn from there, Bahem, that this only applies, this kula, only applies to a Balmum, but when it comes to other psulim, the effect remains there permanently. And finally, Bam Bahem tells you only Be'en, but a Balmum Aydit HaRoev is Mutter. So this explains the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon. We had a pair of goats. For instance, the Azazel was mace. You brought a new pair of goats. You applied a hagrola to them. And you committed one Lashem, one Azazel. The Azazel will replace the one that went missing. Now you have a choice of two animals, which are both Lashem. You have the original one and the substitute, according to Rav. You go back to the original one, you use that one. And according to Rabbi Yechon, you use the replacement. So you use the new pack, the newcomers, the Lashem and the Lazazel of the new pack, and you don't use the old one. And the Gemara tells us it's based on the Shaila of whether a Ba'alei Chayim Nidachin. Rabbi Yechon says, once a Ba'al Chai assumes some sort of psul and becomes ineligible for Avoidim, that psul remains intact everywhere except for Ba'al Bamum. Therefore, you cannot use the original Hashem, which became unsuitable for Avoidim when he lost his partner. Rather, you have to go over to the new pack and use them. According to Rav, use the original one because Ba'al Chayim ain't a Nidachin. Just because for the time being, he was not Roy Lavoide because he lost his partner, but now you replace his partner. You brought new Lazazel into the picture. So now the original Hashem is back in action. Says the Gemara, okay, then you understand why you are allowed to use the original one. But why do you insist? Why does Rav insist on going back to the original Hashem? Ula Rav, Nihi Nami de Ba'al Chayim in Nidach, understand that a Ba'al Chai doesn't become pushed away. But still, he should have a choice. Iboihai, if he wants to use this one, Nakrib, let him use it. Iboihai, if he wants to use the new one, Nakrib, let him use that one. Why do you insist on using the original one? Amarava, Rav Saval Krabiyasi, Dalmar Mitzvah Barishan. Rav follows Rabbi Yosi's Shita. He meant to use the first one set aside for this purpose. That has a first privilege. It's a mitzvah to use that first one. Don't override that first one. So although technically the original and the substitute are both of equal value, they're equal candidates for the jobs, but it's a mitzvah to use the first one. Hi Rabbi Yosi, where do we find this Rabbi Yosi? In name of Rabbi Yosi the Kupois, is it Rabbi Yosi? From that Mishnah in Shkolim describing the containers of Machtis HaShekel coins, the Snan, Shalosh Kupois, Shalosh Sin. After the chamber was full of Machtis HaShekel coins, the Gizra would approach the Lishka with containers. Three containers, each one with a 3 Se'ah capacity, with which he will perform Trumas HaLishka. So it was Shalosh Kupois, three containers, Shalosh Sin, each one with a 3 Se'ah capacity, Shabahen Terminus HaLishka, which were used for Trumas HaLishka, because of Alein, on which were written, they were labeled, Aleph, Beis Gimel, V'tanya, Am Rabbi Yosi, Lo Maksosav Alein, Aleph Beis Gimel, was the point of labeling them. Leda, Eiz Mehen Nitrum Rishon, to know which container was filled first. Lahavi Heimen Rishon, this way you'll know that you meant to use that first. Shem Mitzvah Barishon, it's a mitzvah to use the first, the one that became available first for the mitzvah, that's the one to be used first. Here as well, says the Gemara, you meant to go back to the original Sar Lashem, Mitzvah Barishon. Dilma Shani Hasam, says the Gemara, perhaps, it's a big difference. Over there, by the Machtzis HaShekel coins, sure, you meant to use the first one. You know why? The Be'id Nadis Chazik HaMaisa. Because when the first container became eligible for use, meaning, when he filled that first container, the other ones were as of yet empty. Unfilled containers, of course. The content of that first container gets first privilege. The other ones were not yet right. They were empty containers. As opposed to our case, where, for instance, you had a pair of goats, and you lost the Lazazel. He was mace. At that point, the Sir Lashem, the survivor of that group is not Roy anymore. He needs to wait until he's shored up, until he's given another companion. So you bring a new pair of goats. You apply a new hagrola. And now you have a Sar la'Azazel to replace the old one. But now you also have two Sar la'Hashems who are of equal value. They both are roi for the same thing, and they've both been activated at the same moment. Right? They've both been activated to be used as Sar la'Hashem simultaneously. The original one was no longer roi until you came along with a new group. Once you presented the new group, you have two Sar la'Hashems standing together at the same time, each one being an equal candidate for the job. So it's different than the filling of the coins, where when you fill that first container, at that point, stop right here. Is there anything else competing with it? Of course not. The other ones that yet are empty. So of course there's a mitzvah to use this one. This one has become committed first. Why shouldn't you use it first? But when it comes to the Sar la'Hashem, he wasn't roi any longer until he came along with the new Sar la'Hashem, and now you have two standing in front of you, which have been activated at the very same moment. So why would you prefer the first over the second? You can't compare it to the Machzah Shekel. So why is Rav insist on using the original one? El Rav Yosi the Pesach. We found another Rav Yosi, Bakar Pesach, which is quite similar to our case, the Sanya. Hamafresh Pesach V'Yavad. He was Mafresh Bakar Pesach, went missing. V'Yafresh Achat Tachtov. And he designated another one as a backup. And of course, the first one was discovered. And now comes Chatzos on Erev Pesach, which is Zman Shchita. What do you have? Shnei Noimdeis. Both of them standing in front of you. Which one should you use? The original or the substitute? Eizem en Shirti Yikra, Yakrev, Yikrav. He can choose whichever one he wants. Divrei Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a mitzvah barishain. Use the first one. If the second one was higher quality than the first one, use the second one. Now, this is strikingly similar to our case, because, true, he had designated the original one first, but what good is the animal if it's not yet the time for Shechita? It's Chatzos Erev Pesach, which sets the tone, which activates the carbon. At that point, how many did he have? He had two. The original and the backup. Still, what does Rabbi Yosi say? Mitzvah Barishon. Go back to the original one. That's the one you designated first. You mafresh that first. You're committed to that first. That one gets first privilege. Here as well, says the Gemara. You have a choice. Which Sar la'Hashem to use? Rav follows Rabbi Yosi. He says, Mitzvah Barishon. Okay, so in summary, we have a choice of the original Sar la'Hashem or the newcomer. Rav says, go back to the original one. Balechayim en nidachin, mitzvah barishon. Rabbi Yechon says, take the second one, because the first one was nidche. It's been pushed away, pushed out of the job, once he lost his partner, and he doesn't regain that position. Balechayim nidachin. And this is really based on a shaila how to learn the psukim by Balmum, where we learn that a mum only affects an animal temporarily. Rav says, hu hadin to other psulim. Rabbi Yechon says, no, we have a miut. It's dafka by Baal Mum. Perhaps a mum is something relatively external. It's not something which affects the actual animal. So as long as it's there, fine. When it's gone, the animal reverts back to kashrus. But when it comes to other psulim, such as halachic psulim, as being nitcha, because he lost his partner, then we say that remains throughout. He doesn't regain his former glory. You can no longer use the first animal. You have to use the newcomer, the new pack entirely, the Lashem and Azazel, of the new pack. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav, Daikamas Nisan, Kavasei de Rav. If you take a close look at our Mishnah, beginning of this parak, you will see that it conforms with Rav's Shita. He meant to use the original animal. Ubraisa, says the Gemara, Kavasei de Rabbi Yechon. We actually have a Braisa, which supports Rabbi Yechonon's version of things. He meant to use the newcomer. Mas Nisan, Kavasei de Rav. What do we see that our Mishnah follows Rav? Very simply. Diktani, the Mishnah says, so he lost an animal, and he brings a new group, and he does a hagrola. And the Mishnah says, Im shel shemes. If what happened was that the Sar la'Hashem died, so now he has a replacement for that. Zeh she'ola olav hagar la'Hashem, yiskayim tachtov. he's going to say, Kohen will say when he does the agrola, that the one which will acquire the Ger Lashem, the animal on which the Ger Lashem will now land, his Kaim Tachtav will take the place of the missing Lashem. That's it. But the other one, meaning the lone surviving member of the original pack, which in this case is the Ser Lazazel, just remains in place. Kedikai does not need anyone to replace him. It's pretty apparent that he's fine. He's fine to continue the job. He's a right to Rav. You're not meant to go to the new one. You're meant to go back and use the original one. Let's go over to Rashi on top. He's Kaim Tachtav. He only needs to substitute the one that died. Avalachai. But for the sole surviving member of the original pack, he doesn't need to issue a substitute. Lib pasal hu v'lovel zetachta, that the original one is pasal, and go ahead and use the newcomer. There's a right to Rav that you go ahead and use the original one. Continues the Gemara. Brisa, we said Rabbi Yechna. We have a brisa actually which supports Rabbi Yechna. Because now, the Mishnah tells us that now you have an extra animal, right? Suppose the Lazazel died. You have a surviving Lashem. You have to bring a new pair to Hagrola, which lands you an extra Lashem. So what happens to the leftover animal? Mishnah says, the Sheni, the leftover one, the unneeded one, will be left to pasture, Yirach Yistov, get a mum, and sell it off for Netava. This is the Shitas Chachamim. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, an extra Chatos, even if it's a Chatos Tzibur, this is one of the Chamesh Chatois Hamesois. Halacha Meshav Messina tells us it's left to die. Kama says a Chatos Tzibur never dies. Rabbi Yehuda says it does. In any case, we're speaking about that leftover animal. So Tana Kama says, Yirach Yistov, and you send it off to the Nedava. That applies to the Sheni, right? The leftover one, the second one. Now, the Braisa will seek to explain the term Sheni. Which one is it? So again, Braisa, Kavaseid Rabbi Yechon, we're going to have a Braisa and support of Rabbi Yechon, that when you're left with a choice, use the original or use the newcomer, use the newcomer. The Tanya, because the Braisa, in explaining the Mishnah, goes like this. Sheni. We speak about the Sheni, the leftover one, the second one, which is going to be left to pasture and sell off to a Nadava. Eini Edeya, I'm not sure. Which one is this? What do you mean Sheni? It's an undefined term. Im Sheni Shebezug Rishon. Is it the second one of the original pair, the surviving member of the original pack? Is that the one that's left unused and left to pasture? Im Sheni, Shebezug Sheni. Or rather, is it the second of the new pair that's going to be left unused and left to pasture? Basically, which one are you using? Which one are you leaving over? So we're not sure. Says the Braisa. I'll explain it to you based on a pasuk. Keshu Oimer Yomad Chai. The pasuk speaks about the Sarem Shtaleach being positioned alive. We learn from there, Yomad Chai, V'loy Shechaver Meis. You cannot use the animal whose partner died. Meaning, you cannot use the lone survivor of the original pack. Rather, you're going to use a new pair. Now, where do we see this in the pasuk? V'loy Shechaver Meis. My mashma, how do you see this in the pasuk? Explains the Gemara. The drasha works like this. Yomad Chai. He meant to go ahead and stand him up alive. Position the Sar Lazazel Chai. One time, that's it. You do this once. V'lo Shekvar Amad, as opposed to a case where he was already positioned in this manner. Meaning, you don't use the original one who already went through this process. You get one chance at it, one shot at being Yomad Chai. And therefore, the Braisa says, Evidently, the pasuk is telling you not to use the surviving member of the original pact who already went through this Yom Adchai procedure. Now, we're speaking that the Sar Lashem died this time, and the Sar Lazazel remained intact. He was already Yom Adchai, and then his friend died. You go bring a new pair, do Hagrola, and the Sar Lashem, the new one, will replace the old one. Now you have a choice of two Sar Lazazels, the original one, who already was Yom Adchai, he already went through that process, and you have the new one, the newcomer here. Says the Brisa, which one should you use? The new one. Because the other one has already been used up. We know this from the Pasuk. Yom Adchai. V'lo shekvar amad. You have to take the Sar Lazazel, position him alive, corresponding to Lashem, as opposed to the old one, the original one, who already went through this process once before his companion died, and now you want to reposition him again. You can't do that. It's too late. So this price is supposed to be Yechanan. You go ahead and use the new pair. And disregard the original one, that's the one that's going to be left to pasture, sold off in a dove. Okay, now let's go back to our Mishnah. I think Mishnah is going to be mashma, like one shita or the other. Tanan. The Mishnah says like this. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, firstly, on the contention of the Tanakhama that Achat HaSibur is never Mesa. So even though it's unneeded, unnecessary, the Tanakhama says Achat HaSibur is never Mesa. Rather, he let it pasture, get a mum, and sell it off. Rabbi disagrees. He says, no, Chata Sibur is meis. Then the Mishnah continues. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in addition, says Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam. Suppose you have the dam of the Sar Lashem in a container and goes missing, gets spilled out. What happens now? Yomus HaMishtaleach. The Sar Lazazel is standing, healthy and alive. Yomus HaMishtaleach. He has to be left to die. Why? Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds, once he lost his partner, he becomes unfit for Avodah, and he becomes Netcha, even though he's a Baal Chai. He can no longer be used. Rather, you bring a new pair of Seirim, a new Hagrola, and use them. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, next part isn't really so relevant for this sugya. Meisa Mishtalech, Yishavich Adam, if the Meisa Mishtalech happens to die, and the Dam is in a container, you go ahead, and you have to spill out the Dam of the Lashem, because he's missing his partner as well. The Gemara later will discuss this aspect of Rabbi Yehuda's statement. But what pertains to us is the first part of his statement. Nishbach Adam Yomas HaMishtaleach. If the Dam of the Sar Lashem gets spilled out, you have to go ahead and do away with the Sar Mishtaleach because he becomes Nitcha, even though he's a Baal Chai. Now, this works according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says Baal Chai Nidachan. Once they lose their Akrevah status, that remains permanently. He can no longer be used. You have to reintroduce a new group. So Bishlam Rabbi Yechanan, Damar Bali Chaim Nidachin. According to him, I understand. Mishamachi Yom is HaMishtaleach. That explains Rabbi Yehuda's din. If the Dam of the Lashem is Nishbach, Yom is HaMishtaleach, because he lost his partner. And he can never be used any further. He becomes a Netche. El L'Rav. The Amar Baal Chaim Eino Nidachin. We're going to Rav Shit that a Baal Chaim never loses his Hakrava eligibility permanently. He can always bounce back. In this case, as soon as he gets a new partner, he's back in service. Amar Yom HaMishtaleach. Why does Rabbi Yehuda maintain that if the Dam of the Lashem is Nishbach, Yom HaMishtaleach? Why? Go ahead and get him a new partner and press him back into service. Amalach Rav. Rav responds, you're right. I wasn't referring to Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Of course, he holds Baal Chaim Nidachan. I was speaking about the Chachamim sheet. Ali with Rabbi Yehuda loy kamina. I wasn't discussing Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Ki amina ali with Rabbanon. I was discussing Rabbanon sheet. I understand Rabbi Yehuda holds Baal Chaim Nidachan. In fact, he takes issue with the Chachamim on two accounts. Firstly, he holds that a Chata Sibur is Mesa. And Void, not only that, he holds Balei Chaim on a Dachin. As opposed to the Rabbanon, who disagree on both accounts. A Chata Sibur is never Mesa. And also, a Baal Chai is resilient, always bounces back, never will lose his Akrava eligibility for long term. So according to Rav, this very point is indeed a machlekes between Rabbanon who hold Balei Chaim Ein and Dachen, and therefore go back and use the original one. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Balei Chaim, yes, Nidachem. You can't use the original one. You have to use the new group. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, all shittas, whether Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanon agree, Balei Chaim, Nidachem, and you can't use the original, Lashem or Lazazel, you have to go ahead and use the newcomer. Concludes the Gemara, B'yishleim l'Rav, so I understand that according to Rav, B'ha Pligi, Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. This very discussion is actually the point of Machlaikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. El Rabbi Yechon my pligi. But according to Rabbi Yechon, who holds that all agree, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon, all agree, Balei Chaim, Anidachin, you can never go back to the original one. Rather, use the newcomer. But my pligi, so what's the point of Machlaikis here? And it's pretty evident in the wording of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be chaylik on two things. A, I hold a chata sibur's mesa, okay, and va'oid, in addition, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm chaylik on another point. And he expresses it, he says, if the dam of the Lashem was nishpach, yomas hamishtaleach, the Yisrael Lazazel has to die. Which indicates that that's a point of contention between Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Mishtalech has to be mace because he's a Baal Chai which was Nidach. And he is apparently in disagreement with somebody, with the Rabbanon hold, a Baal Chai never becomes Nidach. Even if Nishpach Adam, just get him a partner, get him a new Lashem, don't discard of the Yisrael Lazazel. So it's pretty evident from the wording of Rabbi Yehuda. The wording of the Mishnah indicates that there's a machlekes here between Rabbi Yehuda, who says Balei Chaim Nidachin, like Rabbi Yochanan, and Tanna Kamma disagrees, who holds no. Balei Chaim Nidachin, just go back and use the original one when he's Roi again. El Rabbi Yochanan my pligi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that all shittas hold that Balei Chaim Nidachin, and you cannot use the original one, so what's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? There's no machlekes. It's agreed upon by all. So no, you're right. Haven't we just said, I'm a Rava. Hamrina, we just said earlier, Daika Masisa Kavita Seder Rav. In fact, our Mishnah supports Rav's approach to things. Right? That's how we started the Amid. Daika Masisa Kavita Seder Rav. If we take a look at our Mishnah, indeed, it seems to follow Rav's approach. That, according to the Chachamim, Balei Chaim Eino Nidachin. Use the original one. Rabbi Yehuda holds Balei Chaim Nidachin, in which case the original one is no longer fit. Rather, you have to go ahead and use the newcomers. Okay, let's just review briefly today's main points. We had a pair of goats, Shnei Seirim, one Lashem, one Lazazel, and one of them was mace. Let's say the Sir Lazazel was mace. You're bringing a new pair of goats because you cannot be kirei shame without a hagrala. Hagrala requires a pair. And now you've committed one Lashem, one Lazazel. So Lazazel replaced the old Lazazel. But now you're left with two Sir Lashems on your hand. What do you do? Which one do you use? Now it's pasha that the one that's going to be remaining, the Sheni, whichever one that is, according to the Tanakam, will be left to pasture to get a mum and be sold off l'nadava. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, we say this chatas, which is unneeded, goes lemis. The shaila simply is, which one is what? Which one do you use, and which one is left over? Of machlekes, Rav says, go back to the original one. Balei Chaim Einan Nidachin, even though he temporarily lost hakrava status, he bounces right back as soon as he gets a partner. We learn this from Bal Mum, where as soon as the mum passes, the animal is once again roi l'hakrava. In fact, he says it's a mitzvah to use the first one. In Kornis Rabbi Yaisi, we see by Karban Pesach, he meant to use the first one. Actually, Rabbi Yaisi says if the second one was Mufkar, use the second one. Tosfos has a suffix. He says, not sure if it applies here, because here we're speaking about the Seirim, which either going to be sent out to the midbar or going to be burnt out of the machan. It's not going to be eaten. So it's a shy on tesis whether we say that quality plays a role. Interesting shy of tesis. In any case, typically, suppose both animals are of equal value, equal quality, which they're really meant to be, right? They're supposed to be shoven. They're supposed to be identical. So Rav says, mitzvah rishon, use the first one. In fact, the Gemara concludes, this point is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, right? According to the Rabbanon, Balachayim ein nidachin, use the first one. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Balachayim nidachin, he meant to use the newcomer. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, he says, according to all shittos, go ahead and use the new one, Balachayim nidachin. You can't learn from Baal Mum, there's a special miyot there. Only a mum is something which can pass, but not other types of psulim. Once the animal lost its chance for akrova, it's a one-time chance, does not regain it. Therefore, he says, you cannot use the original one, you have to use the newcomer. The original one is not roi l'akrova. We'll conclude, we have a raya from the Mishnah to Rav, where we see that the Rabbanon hold Baal Chaim Eina Nidachin, use the original one, and we actually have a braisa in support of Rabbi Yochanan. They meant to use the newcomer to the scene. Kol tov to you.